when I mentioned the root of sadhana, to move from a position of full ignorance to a position of realization, I didn't say much about the preliminary stage of refinement. But there is a preliminary stage of refinement. And one of the key principles of that is vairagya, which means... Here's an example of an unwelcome, a non-useful translated word in English. Non-attachment is how that is usually translated. Non-attachment. That sounds cold, right? But non-attachment is the ability to be less swayed by the rising and falling valleys of experience. I am not a football fan. I'm not. I respect football, but I'm not a football fan. But I observe the passions and the downfall of, this applied to some people here and I apologise, of the football fan. The team wins, yes. The team loses, that just comes to my mind as an example of attachment. It doesn't mean you can't be passionate for your team. But you know, there's a winning and the losing, and they are, you correctly say that the ability to be more neutral about that inevitability in life. So my key answer to you is acceptance. An acceptance that it is like this. And never mind. Where we need to take practical action, we will. But never mind, because that security I spoke about, that spiritual ground, that sakshi, is there continuously through pleasure and through pain. So pleasure and pain are experiences taking place, things happening. They rise and they fall, they come and they go, they are definitely temporary. This is such a big truth, it's a simple thing. They may have a long duration in time, but all experiences are by definition temporary. Not enduring, not consistent, not permanent. Our Buddhist friends, who I love, and who I have a long involvement with earlier in my life, a famous summary position of lay person's understanding of Buddhism is impermanence. Nothing is permanent. In this life, that's not true. In this life, there is one thing which is permanent, and it's sakshi. Sakshi is permanent. In these nine, forget after death. Never mind. It's conceptual. It's of a fantasy. It's abstract. In these 90 years of life, all things are impermanent. That is true. But sakshi, the indweller, the illumination, consciousness, that is permanent throughout all the changes. So vairagya is really noticing that and recognizing that to the point where that is just self-evident. Then the rising and fallings of life, problematic as they might be, are dealt with practically as they need to be. But the impact of them is very small. And a great analogy for that is the mirror and the sponge. So if the mind is a sponge, then if a difficulty happens, if my team loses, so to speak, not just in football, but in life, you know, then there's a kind of bad feeling that sticks and is absorbed in the sponge and therefore affects my perspective. Or the mind is not a sponge, it's a mirror. Now, mirrors are great because mirrors see extremely fine detail. Mirrors see everything, so they're completely accurate entities that can respond to what's happening, but nothing sticks to a mirror. It's reflected perfectly in the moment it's there, in the moment it's happening. When it stopped happening, it doesn't have any existence. So a mature understanding of vairagya is a mind moving from its sponge-like tendencies to the reflective surface of a mirror in which everything bounces off perfectly and beautifully. without legacy. The mind is part of humanity. The mind is born in everybody here. The mind has content and some of it is sponge-like. And that mind is definitely the filter through which experience is being understood. We all experience differently depending on the content of the mind. Life is mind. Life is mind. And that, again, that's not an esoteric statement. This is a very down-to-earth point. Right now, as we sit in this room, the entire content of this experience taking place as these seconds pass is an experience in mind. The room is in mind. It's not anywhere else. Nothing you can ever experience is outside of your mind. When I drive home, as the miles pass, where is that happening? Where are the passing miles happening? They're not happening out in space. They're happening in my mind. For me. That's the point. For me. Similarly, for you. For you. Every single detail of your entire life, whether it's eating something or whether it's a very, very distant star you're looking at 12 light years away at night, all of those things are experiences happening in mind. That's why we say life is mind. And dependent upon the quality of the mind, on its setup, on its refinement, on its sponge or its mirrorness, depending on the quality of the mind, depends what life experience is like for you.